Friday, September 20th at 2:50 p.m. It was Sophie Morin's voice booming over the high school intercom. Morin is a member of the Homer Youth for Environmental Action, one of the organizers of the student walkout. She said, "The climate strike starts now at WKFL Park. There are signs out front. Grab one as you go." And students walked out to make their voices heard. Sophie's sister Sabina Morin was one of the students at the rally.
We're here to raise awareness for climate change and to help people like understand that this is a big deal and that it needs to be addressed.
As the students started to flock up at the park, two pickup trucks flying Trump flags drove past. Charles Tappan talked about what it meant to walk out of school today.
Just the people that ride by saying climate change isn't real. That's kind of what I'm going up against.
Sophie Morin didn't just call the strike. She spoke from the gazebo in the park.
To take action on a global level, you must first take action in your community. Call your legislators in Juneau and our senators in Washington. Now is the time to put pressure on our elected officials to set aside their differences and wake the hell up. We are living in a time of extreme political discourse, but this crisis is not a partisan weapon. It's a threat to dignified human life.
At that moment, District 31 Representative Sarah Vance was in the high school library. 2 days before the strike, Vance shared an unsigned statement on her social media. The statement, on Alaska State Legislature letterhead, referred to Vance in the third person and invited students to join her in the library during the climate strike. "I intend to utilize this time," Vance is quoted in the statement as saying, "I intend to utilize this time to listen to students' concerns and emphasize that meaningful conversation precedes meaningful change." In the library, Vance focused on enforcing existing systems rather than change of any kind with regard to fossil fuels.
"Do I think that we at some point could rely less on it? Yes. Should we? Sure. Are we going to tomorrow? No. The thing that helps make the world machine go round happens to be oil right now."
Representative Vance actually utilized both fifth and sixth periods. Welding teacher Walter Love brought some of his class to meet with Vance. Love introduced topics of conversation, which led Vance to remind students that their dividend checks rely on oil revenue, and that decreased oil drilling will mean fewer jobs on the North Slope. Back at the park, Alana Houlihan said her fifth period class met with Vance.
"We voted on if we wanted to go or have a normal day. And she refused to answer the questions about climate change. She's kind of avoided the questions."
"The law says that we must attend school, but as our world is being ripped apart at the seams, the goal of going to school becomes pointless. Why devote our young lives to becoming educated when our governments are not listening to the educated?"
Morin doesn't think she will experience any negative repercussions to participating in the walkout, but Alana Houlihan was barred from running in her cross-country meet on Saturday.
"I can't go to practice today because I missed a class, which is sixth period, and you can't go to the race if you miss practice."
"They announced that on the intercom that if we go, we are subjecting ourselves to detention."
Homer High School Athletic Director Chris Perk declined to be interviewed on mic, but did say that it is district policy to bar athletes from play if they miss practice. Representative Vance stayed in the library until the end of the school day. However, the focus on Friday was on students in the park.
"My name is Brianna Simpson. I came back from Anchorage recently and I saw what the fires have done, and I didn't want that to happen to Homer.
"I am Victoria Taylor. I'm a big believer in climate change, and I'd rather be here fighting for a future instead of going to school to learn for a future that we may not have."
"Emma Solchinski. I went to the Hillcore meeting last month. The information I put in my speech was from a scientist that Hillcore brought in. He told us a lot about the damage it would do to marine life and the fish in the area."
"My name is Lucinda Marriott. I was going to go to biology, but I came here instead. I want to make a difference, and so do all these other people joining us."
The world is possible. We are
For KBBI, I'm Simon Lopez.